Hello, Sister Saints.
Hello, Sister Saints. How are you today?
Hey, Brother James and I are here again to share some thoughts and wisdom with you.
Amen. Do you have a topic for us today, Sister Debbie?
Yeah, I do. It's that one that we were talking about a while ago. We got an email from that person.
Yeah.
And they emailed Brother James, and we're talking about women in ministry, and I was going to read a little part of the email to you.
Yeah.
They're against...
To set the stage, yeah, this person emailed and saw Sister Debbie out doing ministry with me, handing out cards, talking to people, and his assumption was women can't be involved in ministry.
Well, yeah, it might be a man. Remember, you asked you if it was a male or a female, and they said...
That's true.
They said gender doesn't matter.
I thought it was a man, but you're right. It could have been a woman. We don't know. So many times we get emails, we ask, and they don't tell us, which is deceptive.
Right, and it made it even worse here because they're saying women can't do ministry, but if it is a woman, then
maybe I assumed it was a man because he didn't want a woman doing ministry, but I could be wrong.
We don't know because they never told us what it was.
Right, there you go. That's a good point. Brought it out right there.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to read just a little bit of the email here, the main point of it. It says... Women don't minister, period. Whether that's to men or other women, the Bible strictly forbids it, giving men and women different roles. Allowing your wife to preach or teach, whether only to women or whether to only to women's roles, as you so claim, still isn't biblical. Women cannot minister, period. They cannot have ministries. Read the Bible again. Your wife is disobeying the word of God.
Yeah. Well, I searched for the scripture verses that back up that women can't be involved in ministry, and we couldn't find them.
No, but I found a lot of them that would help show us what ministry women can do.
Exactly.
And what God has used
for them.
And
I think that's what you're going to cover in this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I just want to say right off the bat to start off, what we are not attempting, what Sister Debbie's not attempting to do here, we don't believe women can have authority over men.
Mm-mm.
We don't believe women can teach believing men. We don't believe women can rebuke men.
Right.
We don't believe women can be pastors and deacons and elders. No, that's not what she's going for here. The whole crux of this teaching, Sister Debbie and I talked about this, is she wants to encourage ladies to be involved in doing ministry where God has called them and how God has called them to do it, as long as they stay within their proper roles and not usurping authority and going beyond where they should. So I always teach people, the truth is in the middle of the road, and the lies are always in the ditch. So you have, on each side of this road, you have the ditch. You got feminism, where women are out doing anything they want to do. Well, that's a ditch. And then you have a person like this saying, women can't do any ministry. That's another ditch. The truth is in the middle of the road, and I think Sister Debbie is going to show you right here where God's word is very clear that women took part as helpers, propagating the ministry, propagating the gospel, and they did it within their biblical means that God gave them authority to do it.
Right, and as you notice, I have a male headship with me on this topic because it is such a big and very important topic.
Amen.
So, yeah, that's why we're doing it together.
That's right.
Which I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate you inviting me to do it.
Yeah.
I like to encourage sisters.
Yeah, praise God.
And you know what? Any men that may listen to this, this is good for you husbands and brothers to know this stuff as well, because you're going to encounter this feminism and this type of attitude. You're going to encounter a lot in the street. So it's good for you to know about these topics as well.
Right. Absolutely. So basically, I went through the Bible and I looked through a lot of scripture verses, and we're going to let God's word speak, and then I might have a couple comments and anything that you think you want to add to it.
Yeah, sounds
please,
good.
Please do.
Sounds good.
All right, so I'm going to start with one of the most popular ones, Titus 2:3-5. The aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Well, can I just say right there, we can throw that email out. It says for the older women to teach the other women.
All these different things.
Yes.
And there's much ministry within
Amen.
Just that one. Yeah. And then I wanted to read 2 Timothy 1:5, which puts a little bit of a different angle on here that I want to say when I'm done. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. This is for Timothy and Paul talking to him. So
yep.
Grandmother and mother taught the Word of God to a young man.
Yeah, they had a great influence on Timothy, and he was solid as a young man in the Word of God.
Right. So what that shows us is teaching and training children, obviously, as Timothy got older, it would have been to where Timothy was...
Right. He would have taken authority over them.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Thank you.
So there's that changing of an age of accountability and all of that.
Right. So now what I want to do is... there's a big semi-pulling right next to us. Okay.
Keep going, Sister Debbie.
I was like, he's...
Don't be really distracted. He's rolling
like
away.
He's really close. All right. So anyway, in the Old Testament, what I wanted to do, there's a lot of scripture verses out there where God has used women, but I kind of went where the prophetesses, and I picked just a few of them out, and only to say, to kind of show us that throughout time, God has used women in very important roles within the roles that he has them, and that... And we can see the prophetesses weren't quite in the role like the prophets,
exactly.
The men prophets
yep.
were. Miriam, Exodus 15:20. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And so we also see where it says God spoke through Miriam. I just read that verse to show that she was called a prophetess. Numbers 12:2. And they said, "Hath the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Hath he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it." Now, those who know Miriam knew she did some things she ought not to do, but she was used by God as a prophetess. Let's look at Judges 4:4-5. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at the time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah. I don't know why the word Deborah's in there. That's not right. I don't think. Between Ramah, Bethel, and Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. So what we see is, it just says that Deborah was a prophetess and judged Israel. It doesn't say, you know, that God chose her to do it, but yet, and it doesn't say what a lot of people say, that there was no men to do it. I don't see the scriptures that say that. It just simply says she was a prophetess.
Right.
And she judged Israel.
Yes.
She just did what she did. And then you can go look up and read about Esther and how she was greatly used. She was a queen. And Huldah in 2 Kings 22:14-15. So Hilkah the priest and Ahikam and Akbar and Shaphan and Asaiah went unto Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the son of Tivka and the son of Harris, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she dwelt in Jerusalem in the college, and they communed with her. And she said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, tell the man that you sent to me." And I stopped right there because she was speaking the things of God. You can go read the rest of it.
Right.
Just to show that God did use women. Isaiah's wife in Isaiah 8:3 was called a prophetess. We see Abigail spoke to David from the Lord in 1 Samuel 25. You can look at like 32 through 35 or so. You can see the whole thing. And so those are just a few examples of women in the Old Testament.
Yeah, and let me just say,
You
just use those to lay a ground foundation that God has used women. We all know
right. We
live in the New Testament,
mm-hmm.
and so the New Testament we see, Sister Debbie's going to share some scripture verses, where God continued to use the women. There are no prophets and prophecies today, but those were just to lay a foundation to show that God did use women, and he still uses women today in the New Testament roles.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. So let's look at, I got a handful of scriptures here of women who labored with or were active in actually sharing the gospel. And so we see Philippians 4:3. I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life.
I like that, in the book of life.
Yeah, and when I said the gospel, I guess I'm just talking about, because the next one is women who did share the proclamation of Christ in some way or another, because John 20:17, Jesus saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. And so we know he had her go tell the brethren. When they were there, they could have been told, but for some reason, that's how he did it.
Right.
So we see an example in there. women actually sharing the things of God with men, but not teaching or usurping the authority, which we know in 1 Timothy 8 that we're not supposed to do that. Luke 2, 36 through 38, and there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Aser. She was of great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she, coming in that instant, gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and this part right here, and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem.
Amen.
Yeah, so she spoke to all that looked for redemption. John 4:28-29, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is this not the Christ? So we see another woman sharing about Christ.
Yeah, proclaiming about Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Acts 18:26, and he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And that would be Apollos.
Right. Husband and wife team working together there.
Right. And I know a lot of people like to really stretch that into places that it ought not to go. All we know is what the Word of God says, that they expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly.
Amen. Amen.
And of course she's going to do things like that within the bounds of a godly woman.
Right.
Romans 16:3-4, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Acts 21:8-9, and the next day we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. And the same man had 4 daughters, virgins, which did prophesy. 1 Corinthians 11:5, but every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered dishonoreth her head, for she is even one as if she were shaven. Romans 16:1-2, I commend unto you Phoebe our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Centuria, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she hath need of you, for she hath been a succorer of many and of myself also. Romans 16:7, salute Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. And I want to say on that one, the Bible says in the Greek, Junia was a woman, and a lot of people like to stretch this one and say, oh, she was an apostle. It just says, you know, Andronicus and Junia, who were of note among the apostles.
Right. Doesn't mean she was an apostle.
Right. Romans 16:12, salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who labor in the Lord. Salute the beloved Persis, which labored much in the Lord. And so what we see is, just in those examples, which are quite a few, women who labored in the ministry, and they weren't, well, like this person is saying, I guess I don't know what that person was saying, in the email that we got, you know, that women are supposed to just cook and clean.
Yeah, look at all those references you gave, and none of them were pastors, elders, deacons, usurping authority, but they were laboring and working in the ministry.
Right, so a woman can fulfill her Titus 2 duties, or Proverbs 31 duties, as well as being helpers and proclaiming the gospel to the lost.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also wanted to put in here, you know, because that person said no ministry, period, or however they said no ministry whatsoever. Well, I got three examples of physical ministries, you know, that women could do. 1 Timothy 5:9-10, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years, having been the wife of one man, well reported for her good works, if she have brought up children, have lodged strangers, washed the saints' feet, if she has relieved the afflicted, if she gave diligently and followed every good work. That's lots of good ministry there.
Yeah, amen.
Mark 15:40-41, there were also women looking on afar off, whom also was Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James, and less of Joseph, and Salome, who also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered unto him, and many other women which came with him unto Jerusalem. What they were traveling with.
Yep, and women supported him as well.
Yeah, exactly. Acts 9:36-39. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which was by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and almsdeeds, which she did. And then it talks about in verse 39, Peter arose and went with them, and when he came, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and shewing him the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. So she did good alms deeds. She made coats and sewing and things. You know, yep. There's a lot of other
she
examples.
She was a worker.
Right. So there's physical ministries that women can do.
Yep.
And then I think I'm kind of wrapping it up here with two more topics. One is a command for all believers. Or not a command, but some commands for all believers. And this just shows that there's ministry that women are to do. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. So that would be a command for women to be going out there and sharing the gospel and teaching people to observe. Obviously,
absolutely.
We're going to teach women how yep. to do what they're supposed to do in Titus 2.
Yep, within the realm of what God given them for authority, that all can be carried out.
Right, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. So we're all going to be a witness to the Lord,
amen.
Which is a good ministry because
amen.
People are going to be watching. 2 Timothy 4:2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. So when it says preach the word, we women, preach means proclaim.
Right. But, public crier
yeah,
to proclaim the good news. Talk to somebody about the gospel.
Right. And it's been, that preach has been taken out of context.
Yeah.
And women are turning themselves into like preachers and teachers
right,
or
right.
whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
And so reproving and rebuking, those also have to be in the right role of a godly woman, not
right.
over
done
usurping
biblically.
Authority over men.
Yep.
Yeah. And here we go. 2 Timothy 4:5. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. And in context, Paul was talking to Timothy, who was a man, but we know an evangelist shares the gospel, and women can certainly do it in the proper role that
absolutely.
She does it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then I wanted to put one more in here in the future about prophesying. Acts 2:17-18. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So we see that it's coming in the future as well.
Amen.
So when it comes to ministry, we can see that there's a lot of ways we women can serve the Lord, from proclaiming the gospel to the lost, ministering to saints, being good examples. We see in Titus 2 older women training the younger women, training up the children, being helpers to husbands or brothers. And like Brother James said in the beginning, we're not to be teachers and rebuking or correcting men or usurping authority.
Yeah, stepping over your bounds.
Right. And we're not supposed to be taking over the roles that God has given to men. And
I have a couple to add in.
Oh, I'd love it.
I'd like to add in the fact that I just did my Matthew verse-by-verse study, and Matthew and a woman was the one who anointed Jesus' head before his burial.
Yeah, right.
So God always elevated up women. Women were the ones to tell the good news about the tomb being empty.
Right.
And then the other thing I'd like to throw in there is this isn't really biblical, but you can look in history how many women were faithful and were martyrs, just like the men, and died for their faith.
Right.
So God has always elevated women to serve his purpose. As long as it's done biblically within the authority lines, it's absolutely appropriate. That email was nonsense, heresy, and unbiblical.
Right.
And I think we're showing you here with scripture verses how women can do much ministry for the glory of God and the gospel.
Right, and as you said, that made me think about that audio I did about being a helpmeet to
yeah,
the husband.
Absolutely.
What a strong helper that is. I would encourage you sisters to go listen to that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do a post on this, and then I'll link it in there. So
yeah.
That way this audio and that audio can be together. And
that'd
it will
be awesome.
Just show the great works that God has for women.
Amen.
But he also has his authority line
yep.
that we all have to follow.
We all do. Let's all
yeah.
assume our role, hand, eyes, nose, feet. We all play a part in a body, and then do it and be zealous for that good work.
Right. Amen. So I would encourage you, sisters, do your own research on this. There's a lot to be learned from it all, looking in the Old Testament and the New Testament, what it will help do for some of you who are maybe a little fearful of stepping out into the wrong, maybe outside of, like, if you're not used to sharing the gospel, this will help maybe stretch your boundaries a little bit more than you thought.
Right.
And maybe for somebody who's, like, super zealous,
help you not go too far.
Not go too far.
Amen.
Yeah, and we're here to help you if anybody has any questions. So.
Yep. Amen. Good job. Good job, Sister Debbie. Those were very edifying verses.
Yeah, did you have anything else come to
mind? No, I think that's it.
Oh, okay.
Strive on, Lady Saints. We're here to encourage you.
All right, we love you in the Lord. Hold fast, sisters. May God be praised.